Cape Talk.
Ad feature with Jonathan Cherry.
I am talking to David Green, the chief executive of the V&A Waterfront, at about 5 to 7 about a decision announced last week at the Ocean Summit that the V&A Waterfront is going to ban plastic bottles and bags from its precinct. I'm not sure as of when and how it's going to be enforced. Does that mean that retailers like Pick n Pay and Woolworths, which are in the precinct, will not be able to sell plastic packages and so on? But we'll find that out. And plastic, Jonathan Cherry, director of Cherry Flavour Media, is a big problem.
It certainly is, John. As you say, the V&A Waterfront has got a sustainability program which they're quite militant about enforcing. And actually, during the recent Volvo Ocean Race, which stopped over at the waterfront, they had many initiatives which focused on plastic in the ocean. One of those initiatives is that last week there was a summit that was held. And at the summit, an announcement was made that a water drone is actually going to be deployed in the harbor to try and scoop up some of the plastic that is floating around in the water there. So the interesting thing about this water drone is that it was actually designed and developed by Richard Hardiman, who is a fairly well-known Cape Town radio personality. And he won a competition a couple of years ago, a Dutch-based competition, and he's been testing this water drone, which he's named the Waste Shark, over in Holland. And this is the first place outside of Holland that he's got a commission to come and run the Waste Shark in our harbor. So it's the thing itself runs for 8 hours on a battery and can actually maneuver its way through the different vessels and that in the harbor precinct to go and pick up the floating waste which is on the water surface. So I think it's, as a world design capital, I think this is a great initiative. It's one of our designs which is coming back home. And as you say, great that the waterfront is taking the initiative to look at designs and technology that can make a difference to the amount of plastic which ends up in the ocean a lot of times from our harbors. So, yeah,
great. I have spoken to Richard about it quite early on in the process, and then last week on the afternoon program, I spoke to his business development director, and he blinded me with the science of the various programs on which this thing can operate. And just before we move on to something else, Penny has WhatsApped about this something. It's thrilled to hear David Green is going to ban plastic bags and bottles at the V&A. Something to think of, though, is the plastic tops on glass bottles. Currently, there's a fantastic initiative where people collect plastic bread tags to fund wheelchairs. It would be great if the same could be done with bottle tops. I suppose, yes, yeah. if you're going to glass bottles instead of plastic bottles, the glass bottles almost always come with a plastic cap. So that's an interesting point, Penny. The new Uber ab, not Uber, the new Nando's ad, which is causing waves on social media, there's a kind of inertia that prevents me looking at video links which are sent to me in great numbers, but I presume you've looked at it.
Yeah, this is a good one, John. As usual, Nando's has got very well-timed social commentary. So I think as we lead up to the elective conference this weekend, Nando's have released this ad, which really documents the success and failures of our young democracy. So they go into some detail about sharing the idea that, you know, South Africans, we've ended 100 years of oppression. We are a country which is, we managed to have 3 finance ministers in 3 days. We can lose a lot of money and then get some of it back. We have superheroes and charlatans all who work together as our politicians. And we've gone to the brink of disaster before and we've pulled it back and we can do it again. So I think Nando's is just reminding South Africans that in actual fact, the power rests with South Africans. And if we choose to not go to disaster, that is our choice. Once again, it's just a great piece of advertising from Nando's, who just seems to always hit it on the mark whenever it is required. So a good one to look at from Nando's this week.
Thank you very much, Jonathan Cherry, director of Cherry Flavour Media. And if a link hasn't been sent to you and you're a little lazy to Google, you can go along to our various channels, our Facebook page, our website, and we'll put it out, a link to it on our Twitter feed as well, if you follow us on @CapeTalk. And Simon Gere was telling us about this giant, not this giant size, this human-sized penguin evidence of which has been found, this thing going back many hundreds of thousands, millions of years. Well, the biggest penguin at the moment, by the way, is the emperor penguin. That's around 4 foot, a fully grown male and a fully grown female, because they're roughly the same size. That gets up to around 4 foot, which is, what, about 1.2, just over 1.2 meters. So, I mean, that's, you know, there's not that much difference between a 4 foot penguin and a 5 foot two penguin, which would place it at a kind of average height for South African women, and that 4 foot penguin weighs 45 kilograms. So that's, it's not too far short of human size, and we have them around at the moment. Not too easy to see, though.